USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court is denying the Trump campaign's appeal in its Pennsylvania case, striking another blow to the president's legal avenues to contest the outcome of the election. President Trump says coronavirus vaccine deliveries could begin as early as next week. The president's comments come ahead of a December 10th meeting where regulators at the Food and Drug Administration will review Pfizer's request for an emergency use authorization for its vaccine developed. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa tells Fox News we need to follow all the proper safety protocols to make sure we have a safe vaccine.
We don't want to rush it. We don't want to push it. Let's see what the data shows and go from there. Once that data is available, the advisory medical boards, the FDA, will review, and then they will put forth their recommendations of approval or not.
Frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens will be first in line for the vaccine. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A top Iranian nuclear scientist has been killed near Tehran, according to state television. He was considered the father of Iran's nuclear enrichment program. The cause of death has not been released. A familiar name is getting back in the boxing ring this weekend.
Iron Mike Tyson, now 54 years old, is getting ready to go back into the ring to box.
Well, listen, I'm not trying to knock nobody out, like you said, but I'm trying to protect myself at all times.
Mike Tyson on GMA.
I've been getting in shape. I've been feeling good. My brother-in-law asked me that I want to fight somebody. I said, no way. Then the light went off in my head. I said, hey, but did you want to box me? Because the guy was an MMA fighter. And so he said, yeah. So I said, I'll box anybody.
Mike Tyson versus 1988 silver medalist Roy Jones Jr. Live at the Staples Center in Los Angeles Saturday night. The pay-per-view event will set you back about $50.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Many states are reimposing restrictions on bars and restaurants due to a surge in coronavirus cases. Beginning Monday, November 30th at 12:01 a.m., restaurants and bars in Nashville will be limited to a maximum of 50% capacity with social distancing. Steve Smith owns the Honky Tonk Bar in Nashville. He reacts to those restrictions.
So there's a lot of people that's not going to be able to survive with these restrictions. And it's getting really bad in Nashville. It's going to be a lot of people that's suffering with losing jobs and everything else. People that are just getting started and it's been open for a few years, I really feel for them in small businesses. Just as I was getting started in bars and restaurants, and bars and restaurants has got picked on the hardest.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Minnesota, one of the states seeing an uptick in coronavirus cases. Dr. Cindy Firkin-Smith, president and co-CEO of Caris Health, telling CBS News.
We're really struggling with having enough people to take care of them. We're stressed. We're overworked. The physicians and nurses.
As far as the toll this is taking on the healthcare workers in her hospitals.
Well, they're exhausted, as you can imagine. They've been doing this for the last 9 months. Healthcare workers haven't gotten a break for 9 months, and so it's been a constant battle.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.